while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God. He was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him, and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My first and second grade friends, it is good to see you. I have today a story I'm not sure you've heard before. It's a story about the kingdom of light. The king chose a champion. Now, a champion is someone, whatever that champion decides will happen to the rest of the kingdom. So the champion does well, the kingdom will be blessed. But if the champion messes up, the whole kingdom is in trouble. The king chose the champion to go and fight the power of darkness. And the champion failed. He didn't even get in the fight. He actually gave up and surrendered before he even had a chance to fight. And because of that, the entire kingdom of light gave up. The entire kingdom went over to the power of darkness, and they were in trouble. They were miserable forever. And all the champion's children, every generation, was in the kingdom of darkness. They had no hope, they weren't happy, and they suffered constantly. Until the king decided to pick a new champion. He sent his favorite, his own son, to win back every single person who had gone over to darkness. And that champion not only won, he gave up everything, even his own life, so that he might win us back. This is a story you haven't heard before, but it's also one you have heard before many times. Because it's not just a story, it's true. It's history as much as George Washington is history. And it's actually your story. The first champion was Adam. And Adam messed up. He failed. He didn't even fight. He gave up immediately to the serpent and said, "Okay, I'll give in to the power of darkness." And from Adam, every single person was miserable. Every single person was in sin and had no hope of being in heaven ever. So the king, God, gave us his son, Jesus Christ. And he went to the power of darkness, destroyed the enemy of sin and death, and gave himself up to death on the cross. And because of what Jesus did for us, we are now in the kingdom of light. Raise your hand. Who here has been baptized ever? Wonderful, wonderful. So many, everybody. Hands down. That was the day that Jesus won you, specifically, back to the kingdom of light. Now, first and second grade friends, not yet, but our second grade friends pretty soon will one day come to this altar. But every time we come to Mass, we get to re-celebrate. We get to go back in time to the moment that Jesus won us back to the kingdom of light by dying and rising for us. That every time you come to Mass, you are there when Jesus won us back. You are there when Jesus died for you and rose for you. We are now part of the kingdom of light for everyone who is baptized and everyone who comes to receive the body and blood of Jesus at Holy Mass. This is what God has done for us. He gave up everything for us. It was not cheap. Jesus did everything to win you back because he thought you were worth it. And now every Mass we come to thank Jesus for doing that for us, for thinking we are worth that.